From Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Leslie Curran here saying hello once again and welcome in the Savior's name to our gospel program. I'm glad that you're tuning in, and I hope that you'll continue listening for the next 15 minutes and hear God's word to your heart today. Our preacher is the Reverend James Porter, and he's letting the Bible speak on the work of redemption from 1 Peter 1 and verses 18 to 20, right after these words in song.
I was straying in sin's dark valley, no hope within could I see. They searched through hell.
Bible reading today is from 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 18 to 20. There we read, "For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation, received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you." In these words, Peter is dealing with the work of Christ's redemption. That work was when Christ died upon the cross to set his people free from the power, penalty, and presence of their sin. And in these verses, he reminds us of three important truths concerning this great work of redemption. First of all, we are reminded of the plan of our redemption. The redemption of God's people was planned and willed by God. It was no accident or mere afterthought. Speaking of Christ, verse 20 says that he was foreordained before the foundation of the world. That word foreordained reveals that God planned the redemptive work of Christ upon the cross before this world was created. Peter, preaching at the time of Pentecost, said of Christ in Acts 2, verse 23, "Him being delivered by the determinant counsel and foreknowledge of God, ye have taken, and by wicked hands have crucified and slain." Man's false perception of the cross work of Christ is that it was simply a cruel murder that could have been stopped, but that was not the case. No. In going to the cross to die for the sins of his people, Christ was accomplishing what God the Father had planned in eternity past. We might well ask, why did God devise such a plan for the redemption of his people who were sinners? We find the answer in John 3, verse 16, which says, "For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." The hymn writer was right when she said, "Oh, 'twas love, 'twas wondrous love, the love of God to me, that brought my Saviour from above to die on Calvary." Is it any wonder that John penned the words, "God is love"? Child of God, as you would consider your redemption, may you see afresh that it was planned by your Heavenly Father because of his infinite love toward you. May such a thought cause you to ever live with a thankful heart toward our God. Then secondly, we see the purpose of our redemption. In verse 18, Peter says to the child of God, "Ye were redeemed from your vain conversation." Here we see that Christ has redeemed his people so that they can be delivered from a vain, empty, sinful life. He redeemed them not just so that they could have their sins forgiven and go to heaven, but also he redeemed them so that they might live a holy, Christ-like life here on earth. In Titus 2, verse 14, we read, "Who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity, and purify unto himself a peculiar people, as zealous of good works." Child of God, this is why Christ has redeemed you, so that your sins could be forgiven and you could enter heaven. But as well as all this, he has redeemed you so that you might live a life for his glory on this scene of time, a life that's different from the ungodly and the unregenerate. The story is told of a Christian woman who was a backslider, was caught up in the things of the world. One night as she was driving to a card party, she was listening to a Christian broadcast on her car radio. The speaker on the broadcast said, "Some of you women know more about playing cards than you do your Bible." The woman was challenged by those words. She didn't go that night to the card party, but rather she went home, got down on her knees at her bedside, and confessed her backslidings to the Lord, and asked for forgiveness and restoration to the Lord. Oh, she realized that Christ had redeemed her so that she might live a life to God's glory. Child of God, are you living for the world or self today? Or are you living for the Lord? Does the Lord and his work have first place in your life? Or do they come far down your list of priorities? 1 Corinthians 6, verses 19 and 20, Paul writes, "What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye're bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. But then thirdly, we see the price of our redemption. Verses 18 and 19, Peter says, redeemed with the precious blood of Christ. The price of the redemption of God's people was the precious, sinless, incorruptible blood of Christ. Verse 18, Peter tells us that it was not the corruptible things of silver or gold. No, it is only by faith in the blood of Christ that the believer has been redeemed. Verse 19, Peter describes Christ as a lamb without blemish and without spot. This is proof that his blood was also sinless. And being sinless, it was able to satisfy divine justice and thus redeem all of God's elect people. Peter gives us proof that God the Father was satisfied with Christ's blood, because at the end of verse 20 he refers to the resurrection of Christ by saying to those whom he was writing to, "What was manifest in these last times for you." There were those in Peter's day who had seen the risen Christ, and this was proof that his work upon the cross had satisfied the demands of God's law. Thomas Brooks was right when he said that Christ's blood was heaven's key. Child of God, it is through the blood of him who died as our substitute, who shed his blood and took the punishment that we deserve because of our sin, that we have been redeemed. It is through faith in his blood that all our sins have been pardoned. We have been made right with God and set on the road to heaven. In 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 18, we read, "For Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit." Perhaps as you listen today, it is the case that you are still unsaved. You have not experienced the redeeming work of Christ within your soul. And I must tell you that the only way you can be saved and know his redeeming power in your life is by coming in faith and repentance to Christ, through confessing your sins to him, and by trusting in his precious blood to cleanse you. You can be saved. Will you not do this today? Be done with your sin. Start out on a life that is lived for God's honour. This is how it was with Ralph Lowry, for he penned the words of the hymn, "What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus." May you likewise come by faith to Christ today, for the blood of Jesus Christ cleanseth us from all sin. Thank you for listening, and God bless you.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we let the Bible speak.